Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, there is life after congestion pricing for Mayor Bloomberg's fight to remake city traffic patterns. Last night, the city's Department of Transportation formally released its Sustainable Streets Plan, which, in the words of the press release, lays out goals like, quote, transforming the city's streetscape into people-friendly boulevards and world-class public spaces and targeting improvements in bus mobility, safety, and bicycling while reducing the transportation network's impact on the environment, unquote. So how will this all be accomplished? Well, here is Jeanette Sadi Khan, the New York City Transportation Commissioner, speaking last night at the Municipal Arts Society.
Launching the first bus rapid transit corridor, increasing what it is that we're doing in terms of safety on the bridges, dramatically increasing what we're doing in terms of recycling. I think that if you take a look at what we're doing in terms of putting into place pedestrian plazas, all of the goals that you'll see from 2007 to 2009, I think are a fairly strong commitment.
So that's a bit of it from the Transportation Commissioner. A bus rapid transit corridor. That's interesting. We'll find out more about that in a minute. Other goals of the Sustainable Streets Initiative, reducing traffic fatalities by 50% from last year's levels, creating parking policies that will reduce cruising for spaces, exploiting the recreational, social, and economic potential of city streets, and my personal favorite, doubling bicycle commuting by 2015. Joining me now is Paul Steely White, Executive Director of Transportation Alternatives, the advocacy group. He spent the better part of the weekend scrutinizing the 72-page report, and he was at the Municipal Arts Society last night for the official unveiling. Welcome back to WNYC, Paul.
Thank you, Brian.
I don't want to jump right in on the bicycling. I want to jump right in on this other thing. Creating parking policies that will reduce cruising for spaces. Now, that's just kind of tucked in there, but some people think that this is the real alternative to congestion pricing, that cruising for parking spots is such a big part of the congestion in Midtown that in and of itself is transformative. What do you think?
Well, I think it comes as a surprise to most New Yorkers to find out that as much as half of all traffic on some of our streets is simply cars and trucks circling the block looking for that elusive on-street parking space. And what other cities are doing to solve this problem is inch up the cost of on-street parking until you start to see some of those vacancies, giving trucks more priority at the curb so they're not cruising. We know trucks have a disproportionate impact on air quality and so forth. So this is a terrific complement or alternative to congestion pricing, and we're very happy that it's in the DOT's plan.
What do you think of this whole Sustainable Streets plan? Does this go where Transportation Alternatives would have it go?
Well, you know, we're very happy with what's in the plan. Other groups, you know, Regional Plan Association, Citizens Committee for New York City, Strap Hangers, I mean, they've listened. And this plan, I think, really builds on Mayor Bloomberg's Plan YC initiative announced last year in some key ways, but also adds a little more meat to that. You know, what are the DOT's new goals? How is the DOT in this age of global warming and high gas prices and a better understanding of the economic and health costs of traffic? You know, how is the DOT actually going to remanage and reapportion and organize our streets to give priority to those modes that are greener?
And you hear the phrase sustainable streets and you think about the environment. But the first stated goal in the report is cutting city traffic fatalities. It's interesting that the report leads with safety.
Well, I think that's right, because in order to make bicycling and walking viable, it has to be safe. And really, all street users, you know, deserve a higher degree of safety. And to the DOT's credit, they've cut traffic fatalities by 55% just in the last 10 years. So I think that has been accomplished by focusing on some of the more dangerous streets and intersections like Queens Boulevard, and by focusing on even more streets and intersections, I think they can cut that by another 50%. We think it can happen sooner than 2030. They're aiming for 2030, so we're encouraging them to make that accelerated.
So, listeners, I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, have not read this plan yet, but we're talking about some of the details of the strategic plan, as it's called, for the New York City Department of Transportation 2008 and beyond, titled Sustainable Streets. What do you think about some of these subheads, some of these topics included here: safety, mobility, world-class streets, infrastructure, greening, global leadership, and customer service, all the categories in this Sustainable Streets Report. 212-433-WNYC. What do you want to see? What do you envision? 212-433-9692. Just no calls on congestion pricing. We're all sick of talking about congestion pricing. 212-433-9692. Transportation Alternatives, very pro-bicycle group. What do you think about the aim to double bicycle commuting in 7 years? How would they actually do that?
Well, that's a good question. Right now, they're aiming to do that through expanding the bike network, building more bike lanes, creating more of a network as opposed to what we have now, which is a sort of a patchwork quilt of bike lanes, and also working on bicycle parking. A big obstacle to more people riding is the lack of a secure bike parking space. To make sure that they deliver on this goal, we encourage them to go further and make sure that most of the new bike lanes are protected lanes. Right now, fewer than 10% of the planned bike lanes will be the protected variety that really gives cyclists the protection they need from mixed traffic.
When you say protection, you mean instead of the layout going sidewalk, parked cars, bike lane, traffic with
right.
no barrier, that it goes something like sidewalk, bike lane, parked cars, traffic?
Indeed. That's one way to do it, and that's a great way to do it. It's an inexpensive way to do it just by moving the parking lane out. It sounds like you may have watched the film on Streets blog last year about protected bike lanes.
We aired it on my TV show and put it up here as a video pic.
And another way to protect bike lanes is to use low curbs or other sorts of soft separation as they do in Paris, for example. Most people to begin bicycling need that extra protection, and so, you know, we're encouraging the city to give it to them.
It sounds like the DOT is focusing on measures in the city's control, bike lanes, bus rapid transit, rather than things that need approval by the state, like congestion pricing did, and we see what happened there. Since Albany doesn't have to sign off on any of these things, does Sustainable Streets have a greater shot at becoming reality?
Absolutely. But I also don't want to discount congestion pricing. I mean, let's remember that 70% of New Yorkers supported congestion pricing as a means of thinning traffic and supporting transit. The city council, near supermajority, voted for congestion pricing. So I don't think it's going away. And I think particularly as the MTA's budget woes get worse in this, you know, fiscal environment we're in now, I think it will be, you know, looked to again as a part of the solution. But until we win congestion pricing, there is a lot that is under the city's control, and that's what this plan is all about. Let's take control of our own destiny. Let's remanage the streets to reduce congestion.
There is actually a story in today's New York Post about a recent survey that found New Yorkers are much more worried about congested traffic than crime in their neighborhood. I'm not sure I believe it, but maybe that's an indication that the political will exists. And I will mention that I moderated an event for the Regional Plan Association a couple of weeks ago where Deputy Mayor Ed Schuyler was on the panel. And when I asked him about alternatives, how they will go forward post-congestion pricing, after the defeat of congestion pricing, he went into this whole speech about, don't talk about the defeat of congestion pricing. It's not really dead. It's just on hiatus. It's going to come back. You mark my word. So let that be a warning to everybody. Jim in Sunnyside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jim.
Yes, good morning, Brian. Paris, France, has a taxi ban on cruising in the Midtown area, and they require all pickups to be at taxi hack stands, which would be on every block, on every avenue, similar to bus stops, you know, a dedicated spot. And easily 40% of the Midtown traffic in any given day is with taxis, and half of them are empty half at the time, according to a City Club study, which when I was in the City Club in New York.
Interesting. So Paul, is this, are you familiar with that Paris model?
I am, and the taxi stands we have here in New York City, I think we have a few of them already, and they're working well. And I know the Taxi and Limousine Commission is looking at expanding those, perhaps maybe to downtown Queens, Flushing, some other areas. I think it's a great solution. But let's remember that most of the vehicles in the congested parts of the city are private automobiles. So these aren't taxis, they're not trucks, they're people driving their private cars, and a central thrust of this plan is to switch a lot of those private car trips to more efficient ways of getting around.
But that taxi stand idea, I mean, The one thing about hailing a cab in New York, for those who can do it, is that it's convenient, assuming there's a cab to be hailed, right? And if you don't put the taxi stands every few blocks, then it's going to really slow down the mobility of people who depend on taxis.
Well, I don't think you can put them everywhere. I think what the TLC is looking at, where can we strategically place taxi stands at high-demand locations where you have a lot of taxi congestion to help rationalize a lot of that flow, and I think we're going to see more of
them. So if they're looking at the taxi stands, would that be coupled with a restriction on cruising?
Well, I think that's really a TLC issue. I don't want to answer for Matthew Doss, the commissioner, but it certainly could. And, but let's also remember that taxis are a good thing. Taxis enable New Yorkers to live car-free. There are a lot of taxis on the street because they're doing a lot of transportation work for the city. Hybridizing the taxi fleet, as is happening now by 2012 in Plan YC, is a great step. I think that's also going to increase safety because the hybrids, I think, don't have as powerful an engine as the Crown Vic does. And I think that's going to help calm the streets a bit as well.
Sigrid in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello there.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Thanks for letting me give my comment on the air. I would like to see more traffic zones, pedestrian zones in Manhattan on the occasional crosstown block, for instance. It would create more quiet space, less pollution, maybe nice areas for sitting, shopping, communicating.
Now, that's in this plan, Paul, right? Something like that.
It is. There are a few elements of the plan that point to this notion that there are many streets that are inappropriate for through traffic, and those streets should be calmed so that through traffic is discouraged and pedestrians have the right of way and the priority, where you still have vehicles coming in and parking and delivering and so forth, but really the space belongs to pedestrians.
Do they name names? Because I'm sure everybody's curious now. Gee, is this going to be my block?
Well, our hope is that, the DOT under their, their current excellent leadership will at least pilot some of these experimental street closures, pedestrian priority streets, so we can have one in some key neighborhoods to really give New Yorkers a taste of what all streets could look like in a short amount of time.
If you Google the phrase sustainable streets, you don't get a lot that comes up for New York, except this report now. You get Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, UC Davis, California. Did New York look to the West Coast for inspiration? And I know you've been looking at other cities domestically and internationally for models.
Well, to the city's credit, they really have cherry-picked a lot of what has worked in other cities. But, last night at the Municipal Arts Society, when Commissioner Sadat Khan unveiled this report, she said something very poignant, and that was that sure, we can look to best practice in Paris or London or Copenhagen or Portland or Vancouver, but really this is about taking ownership of our own streets and forging the New York model. Let's, borrow from other cities, but really at the end of the day, it's about figuring out what's right for New York and making it happen here. And that's really, I think, what's exciting about this plan is that they're getting down, they're rolling up their sleeves, and they're saying, what can we do in the next year and a half to really reshape our streets the way New Yorkers want them?
You
want to
go through a few of your favorites from elsewhere?
Other cities?
Yes.
Well, I'd rather talk about New York.
You do.
But
okay.
There's some overlap there. I mean, the Pedestrian Plaza Initiative is very exciting. I mean, New York City, there are 6,000 miles of streets. And if you look at the land area of the city, the streets represent a fourth of the total land area. A lot of this area could be easily reclaimed for pedestrians, building, pedestrian plazas from underused space where you just have, cars aren't really using it that much, or it's just being used for sort of accessory parking. And by doing that, it's not just making it easier for people to walk to existing parks, but it's bringing the parks to the people in a way. And by reclaiming this space, it's really possible to put all New Yorkers within a very short walk of a just a delightful pedestrian experience.
Let me get a couple of other wish list items on the table here real quick. Leslie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What you got?
Hi.
I
love your show, Brian.
Thank
Most
you.
Responsible show in New York City, and I bless you for it. I'm thinking of a pedestrian area. It would run parallel. It would run between the avenues, running north-south, mid-block. We already see it around, I think it's 55th or 56th Street, where you can walk straight through to the next block. It's mid-block, and there's trees and everything like that. You could do as the old buildings come down,
I
the
see.
Newer buildings
I
go
see.
Up.
I see. Not to develop all around the block, but to be able to walk through. All right.
Sure.
And Brenda in Manhattan, what's on your wish list?
My wish list is that we might have better enforcement, especially the double and triple parking of trucks, which really caused so much backup.
Thank you. Is double and triple parking in this report?
Well, it's a problem. And, you know, the root cause of double parking and triple parking is that 100% curb saturation that we have. Truckers are forced to double park because there is simply no room at the curb, or the truck loading zones are being taken up by cars with placards with parking permits. So the report, I think, goes to the root of the problem and saying, let's look at our parking management policies holistically. What can we do with regulations? What can we do with pricing to make sure that trucks making deliveries have that primary access to the curb?
And we're almost out of time, but I said at the top that I would ask you about this idea of a bus rapid transit corridor. Bus rapid transit almost sounds like a hybrid between buses and trains.
Well, that's exactly right. It's really looking at buses and making them work more like trains, giving them a dedicated lane, not just paint, but a dedicated corridor, working the bus station so that people can actually pay before they board, looking at signal timing so that buses get a preemptive green light or a longer green light. You know, there are 2.7 million bus riders in New York City now. That's up from 2 million just 5 years ago. So bus ridership is growing astronomically. And at the same time, we have the nation's slowest buses.
It can be so painful.
So, yeah, this is a great solution for that.
All right. Paul Steely White, Executive Director of Transportation Alternatives. Thanks a lot for talking through the mayor's sustainable streets plan. It's, you know, it's a new day in a way when transportation alternatives and the city are on the same side. And we have a link to the plan on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show.